plans for the construction of two major wind projects off the coast of Delmarva has raised questions about their impact on the environment and the fishing industry. This is Don Rush. U.S. Wind plans to build a wind farm some 17 miles offshore from Ocean City, while Ørsted wants to construct two other sites some 19 miles from the coastline. We talked with Jeremy Firestone, professor and director of the Center for Research in Wind at the University of Delaware, about those concerns. While tourism and aesthetics have been of great concern to coastal communities, there is a potential impact on the environment. The turbines will have to be secured deep into the ocean floor, and critics warn the noise from the construction could interfere with dolphins hunting for their prey. Firestone says that is a consideration.
The dolphin are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, so against sound harassment. And so there will be requirements while they're doing pile driving, A, to have spotters for dolphins, and B, they'll probably put in what's known as a bubble curtain so that the sound is muffled. Yes, some fish could be impacted, but it's not that nothing happens in order to try to reduce the impacts.
Then there is the effect of what is called an electromagnetic field, or EMF, from the cables that will carry the electricity to the shore. There is fear that these could interfere with fish migration. Firestone says the jury is still out on its impact.
And I would say, you know, there's no definitive evidence of harm. Now, might there be some species there's concern about their movements and cables? So my own view is that on the early projects, we should be doing good science.
There's also the impact on the local economy. For Ocean City, events like the White Marlin Open attract thousands every year, and recreational fishing is a major part of the economy. So what impact would the turbines have? For recreational fishing, Firestone says, the turbines will actually create artificial reefs for the sport. But he says commercial fishing is different. One is the problem of moving their gear between the turbines.
The bigger the wind turbine, the more gear is going to fit between them. So they've been actually somewhat benefited by this delay in the industry because we started with, you know, 3-megawatt machines and we'll get up to 12-megawatt and they're going to be much further apart. If you have your gear and you want to get it through and you want to get through safely and in all weather situations, then transit corridors and sort of lot, and that's been sort of an issue up in the Northeast on how to do proper spacing and provide corridors. So those are the issues.
But there will be areas commercial fishermen will not be able to access because of the turbines.
Presumably, there's going to be a lot of fish around the outside because there's no one's going in and fishing right there. And we don't quite know what the effects are.
Firestone believes that these projects will go ahead. If they didn't, he adds, another state could simply contract with the companies, taking the electricity elsewhere. Nonetheless, he adds that some of the money coming from these projects should be set aside to help defray the impact of such things as sea level rise on the coastal communities.
You know, right now, sort of all the money, the extra money is going to economic development. Perhaps some money should be going to both Ocean City and coastal Delaware to deal with resiliency issues. It's important that the energy transition be just and that we think about distributive justice.
Jeremy Firestone, professor and director of the Center for Research in Wind at the University of Delaware. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.